Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting Program, where we talk travel. I'm saying Globe Trotting Program. Please listen to me carefully. I'm saying Globe Trotting Program. I happened to say Globe Trotting Show, and I got slack from somebody regarding that. They said it's not a show. A striptease is a show. This is a program. Okay, this is a program, listeners out there. It's a Globe Trotting Program. That's what we're talking on. So let's just bear that in mind sometimes. And I got to understand, some listeners get offended when we say Globe Trotting Show or any other show. Like, he gave me the example, he said a show is a striptease show. I'm not so sure about that. But anyway, it's a program. So, alhamdulillah, shukar. We're talking on a Globe Trotting Program. And alhamdulillah, we're talking about New Zealand today. We have Brother Imtiaz Patel, who is from New Zealand, and who's part of the FIEMS organization. It's a New Zealand-based organization. FIEMS is called the Federation of Islamic Associations of New Zealand, FIENZ. Now, F-I-A-N for Nelly, New Zealand. So F-I-A-N-Z, as we heard, the organization was set up in 1979, and it's a body that associates all, that umbrellas all the other bodies in New Zealand, as I would call it, like our Jamiat that we have here, that has other bodies underneath, and they have unity, alhamdulillah. As we heard, they have unity. I hope there's no mudslinging or anything there, but they do have unity, and inshallah, Allah keeps it that way for them. It's a small community. Allah keep it like that, inshallah. And for all the Muslims throughout the world, Allah keep the unity. And the signs of Qiyamah are when you're going to have mudslinging between the learned and so on. But that's the signs of Qiyamah. That's going to happen. But let us not be part of that. Let us not be part of that. Whatever we are in one ear, out of the other, and let's keep it that way. And let us keep the unity, alhamdulillah. So that's the way it is. That is what we have around the world. And we have different types of people around the world. Now, as we heard, New Zealand has a melting pot of over 40 different nationalities under the banner of Islam. Alhamdulillah. What great strides to be done when you have different nationalities, alhamdulillah. We have Brother Imtiaz Patel. Brother, are you still online with us? I hope you can hear us clearly. You are from New Zealand, but I hope you can hear us clearly. Alhamdulillah, yes, Brother Imtiaz. Jazakallah for holding on and also taking the time talking to us. Our listeners really do appreciate when we get guests. They do appreciate listening to our guests from around the world. So we're not living in a cocoon where we got our own style and our own way. We listen to all different aspects and different parts of from around the world. So alhamdulillah, that's the way it is. And I really appreciate you taking time and talking to us. Shukar, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
Now, before the break, we spoke a bit of the madrasas and so on. Now, we have the madrasas, alhamdulillah, masjids. And masjids, do you have to go through the government? Is it all privately constructed, or is it part of the government? How are the masjids being built there in New Zealand?
It's privately constructed, but you do have to get registered as a religious organization. And alhamdulillah, the masjids are growing. And I was like, just when you call, we need to talk. So I was doing my little bit preparation as well. And I did not realize that so far we have 54 to 55 mosques and musallas in New Zealand.
Alhamdulillah.
This is as you can see, the first mosque was built in 1950, and since then it's a great achievement that we have so many mosques in a little country like New Zealand, where we only 4.3 million in which Muslim population is only 50 to 51,000, you know. So it's alhamdulillah great achievement, where you can pray on, whether it's airport or you can just Google masjids in New Zealand, you will find all the masjids there. There are all the mosques are listed on the FIEMS website, as well as the page I'm running on Muslims in New Zealand on Facebook.
Right.
You will get all the informations about masjid times and all. We have universities and polytechnics who has also given us praying facilities. So students can pray there as well. So alhamdulillah, it's a blessing.
Alhamdulillah. Now, New Zealand being a small country, you have the north, the North Island and the South Island. Now, the Muslims, the concentration of Muslims, where is the majority of Muslims? If anybody from South Africa would like to come and visit and they want to be in that mahal, in that atmosphere, in that environment of Muslims, which is the area they should come to directly when coming from any part of the world, coming to visit, where they want that particular environment?
Yeah, most of the Muslims prefer to live in Auckland because it's warmer. So when the people coming from India and Pakistan and Africa and things like that, they would like to live in a warmer place. So they mostly go towards Auckland, Hamilton. So in that area, you will find maximum mosque. Like within Auckland, we have 26 to 27 mosques and musallas alone. And that's where you will have lots of halal food available. And you will meet various Muslims from different parts of the world. So right. Auckland is the Auckland is number one for them. Then the Hamilton and Wellington is the next. Christchurch has a lot of Muslims. Yeah. So, but a lot of people prefer to live towards Auckland, as I said, due to the warmer atmosphere. Because towards our side it gets a bit cooler. So at the moment
you
it's. I'm close to South Island, so I'm at the bottom. Right. Of North Island towards central, and tonight we will go down to -1, and so further you go South Island tonight it's looking at -3, -2 degrees tonight, so so for them Auckland is a bit warmer.
I would say for us South Africans, the best time to visit is during our summers, which is also your summers, which is during October, November, December, January, February, around that time. That would be the best time to visit.
Our summer starts in December, so December, January, February, that's the best time to visit New Zealand. It's much longer, we go into daylight saving, and much longer day is, the daylight is very long. We have Isha almost 10 o'clock. 10:30 and the Fajr as early as 4:35, so very long day, and for a tourist it's good that you can do more things in a day.
But that's what we need, that's what whenever you're on holiday, that's what you require, more to do during the day.
During that time the weather is nice, and you can do a lot of activities like fishing, and if you are a tramper, you can go tramping and things like that, bushwalks, a lot of things you can do during that time.
Alhamdulillah. So, I received an SMS here. It's quite a long SMS. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it, though. It's about technical, the first portion of a technical. It says, what is the immigration policy to New Zealand? Obviously, it's a South African asking, what's the immigration policy? And then I'll go with the second part. If you can just answer that, then I'll go with the second part of that.
Immigration policies are keep changing. And I believe for South Africans, as you know, that before we had a visa-free, tourist visa-free thing. But since New Zealand was... New Zealand started to... charge for the, I mean, they have made it compulsory for a visit. You have to apply visitor's visa. Then South Africa did the same.
All right.
So we have a South African embassy here in Wellington now. So both countries has to apply for visas now. It used to be free. So things are changing. So it's best to probably go through New Zealand immigration website. For those details, for more information, because things are definitely changing due to a lot of international issues, and a lot of countries are tightening their borders and things like that.
Right, but definitely.
Just Friday I came to know that New Zealand is so generous. They have doubled their refugee quota. So they will be taking more refugees than what they used to. So I believe they will be taking every year 2,400, I guess, after doubling the figure.
Alhamdulillah, so, Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so one or the other way, New Zealand do consider these things, and they are definitely open for help. I'm also involved with Red Cross here in New Zealand, so alhamdulillah, we have help a lot of refugees in resettlement here as well. So
alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so New Zealand is playing their part. Yeah.
All right. Now, we've got a second part of the same SMS that came through. It says, also with regards to Qurbani from the Middle Eastern countries, is there a halal certifying organization in New Zealand who oversee the Qurbani there that is then sent off to Palestine, Syria, etc.? I think this is directly related to your organization then. This question is related to your organization. The halal certifying body of the Qurbani. For the region, yeah. I would say for the region. That's the question, for the region.
For the region, we FIANS does organize local Qurbanis, and people who wants to do overseas, they have their option as well. So FIANS organizes in one of the abattoir. So all the associations, like local associations, they collect the money in their local mosque, and it goes to FIANS, and then after the Qurbani, the Udi goes to the gets transported to the local associations, and everybody gets there.
On a lighter side, there's more sheep than human beings in New Zealand, is it?
Yes. Yes.
So Qurbani is not a problem there. Maybe in New Zealand we'll be able to get that 120 rand a share that the people look for around in South Africa, 120 rand a share. Maybe we'll get it in New Zealand, genuinely get it in New Zealand, not, you know, the fictitious one, the genuine one. We possibly can get that, so I think we've got to look at it in that way. But be that as it may, when it comes to Qurbani, and comes to your Qurbani, they, as far as authorities are concerned, is there very strict regulations regarding that?
Yeah, because we cannot do the home killings here.
Okay.
You're not allowed to do home killing. So if you are a farmer, there are certain allowance for the farmer, but as not as a business, or not, you cannot sell it or give it to other people. So that's why we have to do it in abattoir to protect the, because we have meat inspectors and things like that. So every meat needs to be checked by inspector before it gets consumed for the food safety and hygiene and things like that. So
right.
We have to follow the regulations. So that's why we have to do it in abattoir, so that it gets done according to our local law as well. So
right.
Yeah. So if it's any disease or anything, the meat inspectors can pick up anything like that.
Okay, and then I've got a message here that's come on our SMS line 0727865520. They would like to know, what is the public transport system like in New Zealand going from the North Island to the South Island?
You can fly. We have Air New Zealand or Jetstar. You can fly, or if you like to make a long trip and see the New Zealand by road, you can have a bus. They will take you up to the Wellington. From Wellington, okay. you can take a ferry and continue your journey from Picton in South Island. So it depends how you want to see the New Zealand. You can do by bus or train, because the train, they load whole train in the boat at Wellington, and the same train comes out on the other end. South Island, and it just continues. So it depends how you want to see. You know, you can organize your tour. A lot of people come here, they organize their tour with bus company, and they pick the destination. So they make their custom package.
I see, right, G.
Yeah.
So that helps for different tours also, alhamdulillah, G.
Yeah.
I've got another SMS that's come here. G, sorry, continue. Yeah.
So there is a good transport system, like by air or bus, with very good services and very good buses.
That's your public transport. What about this Uber and all those things that are coming out? Available that side, really?
Yes, Uber is available in the major cities. It's not available yet in my town, but it's available in Wellington, Auckland, Christchurch, in major cities here.
Right. Somebody's just sent me an SMS here. They say, why is it whenever we talk to family in New Zealand, they want processed meats from South Africa? Is there no processed meats available in New Zealand? So in other words, we're talking of the polony and all those things, processed meats.
Processed meat, there are some butchers in Auckland who are doing those, but not everywhere. There are a couple of butchers in Auckland who are doing South African style, you know, and why you have your processed meat there, but not available everywhere. Yeah.
Right. So that's why the family on that side is always requesting for South African processed meat. I think we have the best in South Africa.
Yeah. So probably somebody has to come and open here.
Inshallah. We got some butchers probably listening to us. They can come up here and open up a butcher there. Inshallah.
Yeah.
Now, as far as you have, as I mentioned earlier on, we have a melting pot of Muslims from around the globe. When it comes to associating and when you have your different, ways of Islam, which so-called, I'll put that in inverted commas. What's the population like when it comes to Sunni Muslim, and are there any Shias there which are now coming into different parts of the world? What's the situation like with that infiltration?
Lately, we have the Shia population is increasing slowly since New Zealand government has started taking refugees from Afghanistan. So we are getting some Shia Muslims, but we have no issues here. They are praying in our mosque as well. So because I think they have one mosque in Christchurch now and one in Auckland. Apart from that, it's not that high number yet, but certainly is growing.
Okay. I see that now. All right, and when it comes to, you said we, as South Africans, we do require a visa coming into your territory. So for us as South Africans, and for New Zealanders also, we need. And then when you're coming now, if we're coming from South Africa to New Zealand, going into Australia, now you have flights obviously going into Australia, because Using New Zealand as a stepping stone into Australia, that's what many people would do. And it's always been the case where people want to go to Australia, they'd probably fly into New Zealand and from there stay a month or two and then go into Australia. What do the authorities, what's the situation with that part of it?
Australia, I don't know if you've seen the news today, but they had some incidents, and in Sydney, now things has changed today. I've been watching just now news before coming on live, and they had arrested some people there who were plotting the things via airlines, and the Sydney airport has gone very tight, and they are at the moment checking each and every bag thoroughly. So they have put up extra checking points inside and outside the airport as well.
Right, okay, so that's a bit of it becomes difficult then, huh?
Yeah, so things are getting tight. Even though those Muslims who are living in New Zealand who got not citizen but permanent residency, who wants to sometime fly out of Australia or something, Australia was always a tough, even though you need a transit visa, even if you are in a transit. So,
yes.
Yeah, their immigration is always a little bit tougher than us.
New Zealand. That's why people use New Zealand as a stepping stone into Australia. Then that's how they get into Australia. Alhamdulillah. So your organization, we're gonna now just round up here. Your organization it concentrates on all aspects when it comes to any questions. So if there's anybody from South Africa who's looking for any information regarding the Muslims of New Zealand or halal or anything like that, and if they're coming to New Zealand to contact anybody from New Zealand, is there one website address or an email address that you can give us that we can pass on to our listeners and they can then contact you if possible?
We just have a Facebook page which is called Muslims in New Zealand, And a lot of people just inbox us and we reply to each and everyone at our convenient time. We try to reply most of them, but as you can see, the SMS is coming. We also get 80% of the message on immigration. So yeah, and like it's not our specialty or something like that, but we try to answer as much as we can, or we try to direct them to some immigration consultants or something like that, from whom they can get more information, or try to put it to our South African Muslims here who has already migrated, who knows the things, how it works.
You have you have a big South African Muslim population there?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of South Africans are here. At Red Cross, even with me, we have 5 to 6 people from South Africa working with us. And, Alhamdulillah, a lot of South Africans are here. Like, because for you guys, as long as you, I think you have a job here, it's easy to get work permit and things like that.
Gee, right.
But, so the main thing is to get the job. And those who were engineers and diesel mechanic and things like that, they got in very quickly here.
Right, Alhamdulillah. We're already out of time.
High demand, yeah, those diesel mechanics and things. Yeah, so you can have a look our shortlist on the immigration website. They are looking for people like diesel mechanics and things, shortlist. So,
right. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll follow that. If there's any other further queries, I'll forward it to you. But our SMS line is always 0727865520. My email address, Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D, Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za. That's Mohammed at globetrotting.co.za. If there's any other further queries, inshallah, Brother Imtiaz, I will forward them to you. And I will pass whatever questions it is, I'll pass the listeners' questions on to you if anybody wants any information. But your organization is called the FIANZ, F-I-A-N-Z. It is on a Facebook page. If anybody wants to follow, they can send you a message, inshallah. Jazakallah for taking time, joining us on this lovely Sunday morning and on your extremely cold Sunday evening. Allah make it easy for you, inshallah. And I really appreciate you taking time talking to us. Alhamdulillah. That's from myself, Mohammed Lambat. Until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.